Thank you, Richard. We have our last batch of stories on this part of Chatterbox. In-person shopping is back. The first patients are treated at a multi-million pound children's hospital. And why are middle-aged men taking up pole dancing in Norwich?
In-person shopping is back, according to retailers in Norwich, as more people ditch online browsing to return to the high street. Business owners say they've seen a surge in people shopping in-store over the past 6 months, a notable change from the decline in foot traffic reported since the COVID pandemic. The Royal Arcade, a hotspot for independent local retailers, said more than 2.2 million people visited it in 2023, up 0.7% on the previous year. The trend reflects the national picture, with high street fashion chain Next reporting unexpectedly high sales in the lead up to Christmas, despite online sales dropping 11% on the previous year. Simon Ashdown, director of LPC1, which manages the Royal Arcade Norwich, said he expects in-person shopping to continue gaining in popularity throughout 2024.
One of Norwich's best-loved dessert shops is off to a flipping brilliant start in 2024 as it is expanding into a second city location. Christopher's Crepes has been based in Pottergate since 2020, and it also has a food truck for events, which launched in 2011. It is run by husband and wife team Chris and Lauren Smith, and it serves their take on French-style crepes with sweet and savoury fillings. The independent business was inspired by Mr. Smith's grandma Thelma, who always cooked pancakes for him when he was growing up. The couple then fell in love with crepes after many trips around Europe. The business is now expanding into Yalm Food Hall in the Royal Arcade. Christopher's Kitchen will be based in the ground floor conveyor belt bar, and as well as serving crepes, it will offer stacked pancakes, mini Dutch pancakes and French toast. On the conveyor belt, there will be baked desserts such as apple caramel cake, profiteroles and crepe cheesecake, with milkshakes available too.
An £8.6 million theatre complex at the region's main children's hospital has finally welcomed its first patients. The new facility at the Jenny Lind Children's Hospital at the Norfolk and Norwich in Coney opened its doors on January the 9th. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held in which Ronnie Cooper and Henrietta Johnson, the unit's first two patients, aged 2 and 4 respectively, helped do the honours. Nick Hulme, interim chief executive of the NNN, said, "This is a major development for paediatrics at the NNN. Not only will this unit provide the very latest equipment, it will do so in an environment which is vibrant, engaging and welcoming for our younger patients and supports our ambition to be a leading provider of specialist paediatric care in the east of England." The new complex includes a paediatric operating theatre, a recovery unit and various patient support facilities. A £160,000 grant from the N&N Hospitals charity has also allowed audiovisual equipment to be installed in the block, meaning it can also be used for training and education.
A festival celebrating all things health and fitness is coming to Norwich. The Norwich Fitness Festival is heading to Earlham Park this summer to celebrate the city's fitness firms. The event, which takes place on June the 1st, plans to have 3 showcase stages with classes and talks from some of Norwich's best wellbeing experts. It will also have a range of stalls and shops with clothing, health clinics, food and more. Anthony Treble, one of the organisers, said, "I'm very passionate about physical and mental health. in large due to how exercise helped me through difficult periods with mental health. It was this that led me to leaving insurance after 10 years to help others do the same. Mr. Treble, a personal trainer, is co-organising the event with two other fitness fanatics. Jess Hamilton, a fitness instructor at various gyms across Norwich, is a huge advocate for group fitness and believes having fun within a community is the key to a healthy lifestyle. The pair will be joined by Jo Johnson, who is a well-known face within the Norwich sporting scene.
Pole dancing isn't the most obvious activity for men in their 40s and 50s, but one Norfolk teacher said she's seeing a growing number of them signing up for classes. Once synonymous with adult entertainment, pole dancing has become decidedly more mainstream in recent years thanks to its numerous fitness benefits. For Kathy Buller, who owns Pole Fusion Studio in Norwich, the transition has been a welcome boost to business. Miss Buller, who's a head judge for the International Pole Sport Federation, said, "In particular, there's been growing interest from middle-aged men looking to improve their upper body and core strength." The fitness pro said, "Another growing demographic is the over 65s, with her Silver Sneakers group growing year on year." She said, "The pole is like a 4-metre-long walking stick because it's an excellent balance aid for a lot of different exercises. People are always amazed by what they can achieve. We start slowly and build up gradually, and before you know it, you're upside down on the pole. That's a huge confidence boost for people."
And on that interesting note, we'll leave you. So goodbye from Bridget and me, and it's now over to Carolyn Sayer and Matthew Tucker for the next part of Chatterbox.